Would the children come forward, please? Has anybody ever looked closely at our money, at the words on our money? Do you know any of the words that are on our money? Alex, you look like you do.
In God we trust.
In God we trust, yes, yes. Do you know any of the other words that are on here? You want to look? What's that word?
Liberty.
Liberty. And it says something that's kind of weird because it's in a different language. It says, e pluribus unum. Do you know what that means? Most people don't. It means one out of many. So the 13 colonies became a country. And all the people in the U.S., the many people in the U.S., we are all one people. So e pluribus unum, one out of many. Those are some of the things that are important to all of us, most of us, as Americans. Long, long time ago, and some of these are on the, some of these are on the, you can find them on the dollar bill too.
Well, I got one.
You got a dollar bill? Yeah. I heard somebody just got one from a tooth, right? Yeah. Yeah. I think e pluribus unum is on here, and I'm struggling to find it. Do you know where it is on here? You find it last night, and then it's gone, I guess. Long, long time ago, some people asked Jesus if it was okay to pay tax. You want to take one of those and look at it? You can have one of those. This is a denarius coin. It's a picture of a denarius coin. And just like e pluribus unum, we can't really read these letters because it's Latin. So what this says is it says the name of this Caesar, this king of the whole region, and it says that he is God. So a lot of people, Jesus was Jewish, a lot of Jewish people, very faithful Jewish people, wondered if it was okay to pay things with this coin, to even have it in their hand, if it says that the king is God, because they're going, the king's not God, God is God. And so they asked Jesus, is it okay to pay taxes? And he says, well, whose picture is on there? And they said, well, it's Caesar's. And he said, well, then give to Caesar, the king, things that belong to the king. And he said, the things that are God's, give to God. So what do you think might belong to God? What in the whole wide world do you think might belong to God? It's really hard to have any wrong answers here. We think just about everything belongs to God. And Jesus said it really doesn't matter what's on this coin. It doesn't matter if you give this coin to Caesar, even though he thinks he's king. We know he's not king. It doesn't matter. It matters what's in your heart. And if you worship God, if you love God, that matters. All right? Okay. Anybody have anything they need to share? No? Okay, we're going to make a circle. I've got the basket out here with stickers and tattoos and bookmarks and things. You want to give it back or you want to keep it? I don't care. You want to keep it? There you go. You got one. All right, let's make a circle. Jesus, we thank you for all that you teach us. We thank you when you help us to understand what lessons we might learn from your teachings even today. We ask that you watch over children all around the world. We ask you to keep our loved ones safe, to help these little ones grow up strong and wise and loving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I believe Mr. Bill has plans for you today. He's back in that corner. And, oh, I forgot the basket, didn't I? Got stickers and tattoos and... All right. Okay. Oops, I'm sorry. Did you get... There.
My daddy's
cool. You want the football helmets. Okay, there you go.
My daddy
likes it. Yeah, she's getting it for daddy. Let us unite in the spirit of prayer. Gracious, all-seeking God, we are yours. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for peace. Help us share these with all people. Jesus, teacher, savior, great physician, we know your compassion. We thank you for healing, rest, and recovery. We lift to you those who are sick, those in pain. Help them feel your comfort as your healing pours over them. Spirit of God, help us hear you. Help us learn and grow. Help us bend toward you. May we bear fruits of justice, reconciliation, and peace among all peoples. We pray all this in the prayer that Jesus taught us, beginning, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, Whose head is this and whose title? They answered, The emperor's. Then he said to them, Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. Here ends the reading from Matthew 22. My message this day is called Hunger Games. Another one of those non-rhetorical questions is coming. That means you should answer. They flatter Jesus, praising how he treats everyone equally, not one of their values. They are playing games, deadly games. They are trying to get Jesus to say something they can use against him. They hope to convict him as a seditionist, someone planning to overthrow the government. That is what he was finally executed for. Here, though, as always, Jesus disappointed his foes. Ever have that uncle who promises a magic trick with your coin and then drops it in his pocket? Ta-da! It disappeared. Jesus labeled his questioners as opponents, as hypocrites, but answered anyway. First, he needed a coin. So they scrambled to bring him a denarius. What do we find on our coins? Liberty. We value our freedoms in the USA. Freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to bear arms, freedom of information, freedom of religion. In 1941, in his Four Freedoms speech, President Franklin D. Roosevelt famously added to the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion with freedom from fear and freedom from want, as freedoms the whole world should have. So that liberty on our cash must be especially important to Americans. E pluribus unum is also on our money. Out of 13 colonies came one nation. Out of countless peoples, we form one people. In the 1950s, we made In God We Trust the official motto of the USA, added God to our Pledge of Allegiance, and made sure the world knew we were God-fearing folk. Does that God on our money mean as much as liberty on our money? Did stamping God on things make God matter more than the thing, or make the thing matter more? What does your money mean to you? The Roman coin, a denarius, did not just have a picture of the emperor, it had words, words that were offensive to pious Jews. When they went to pay their religious tax, their temple tax, that's why they had money changers to change Roman coins into something not as offensive to pay in the temple. What did the common silver coin say? Tiberius Caesar, august and divine, son of Augustus, high priest. Thus, for a Jew to carry this everyday coin was to carry the image of a man who called himself divine, a god. You carried the coin and the declarations of the Romans who oppressed your people. So the Pharisees and the Herodians were hoping Jesus would go against the empire and announce what a sacrilege, what an insult to God it was to carry such a coin. By doing so, he could be reported by Herod's people as plotting against the government. Or, if Jesus said it was fine to carry and pay taxes with that coin, the religious authorities could point scandal at him. What a sloppy, unfaithful teacher who holds a symbol of the holy emperor and plays along with that Roman power. Tricky, inflammatory questions. Ever have someone trick you with a question? No right answer, you saw no way out, or maybe you only figured out later that you had been trapped, tricked? Do you feel that way about any of the politicians or commentators who twist statements to goad our emotions? Aside from their fast talk, does their voting record serve everyday people or their friends? Do they serve the greater good, or do they serve the coins in their pockets? Just as with Jesus, they often present a false choice. Jesus knew that good Jews could pay their taxes. They could worship God alone and cooperate with government authority. Even better, Judas kept a purse for his group. When people handed over their silver, Judas put it in a purse to buy food for their ministry and those in need. When they tried to trap Jesus into an either-or choice, he declined. Not playing your game. Are we wise enough to look at false choices, false labels like takers and makers, and step into Jesus' mode? Jesus knew the emperor was not God. Jesus knew paying taxes gave them order and freedom to keep teaching. He knew those coins could buy bread and fish and sandals and boats and food for the hungry. Jesus was not distracted by tricks or treats. He remembered the poor, the widows, the orphans, those burdened by debts, by illness, disability, by guilt. Jesus kept serving justice, forgiveness, compassion, and love. We went to the candidates' night this past week. It replays on local cable TV if you are interested. After listening to all those men and women, I find myself about to vote for someone with a label that surprises me. And I suspect many of you will vote for someone by reputation that you might deny if you actually heard them. Do we watch the circuses the Roman governor puts on to distract us and make us think he is serving us? Do we enjoy those games while people go hungry? Jesus knew it was a false choice. No matter how powerful were the men before him, holding a denarius did not mean he was worshiping the emperor. Even paying taxes did not equal worship. Like him, we can step back and ponder those commercials, those labels and slogans we hear. We can keep our focus on loving our neighbor. These two groups colluded. The religious lawyers called the Pharisees and the supporters of the Palestinian Roman governor Herod Antipas, the Herodians. They challenged Jesus together. If two people who want to take advantage of you team up, not a positive sign. Jesus turned it back on them. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that belong to God. Ooh, now we have a new challenge, a Jesus type assignment. Give to God the things that are God's. And here's our question. What belongs to our Creator? Now's the time to answer. What belongs to God? Everything. Any contrary opinions? You know I like contrary opinions. When you had your child baptized, did you dedicate him to God? When we joined this congregation and we were asked if we promised to follow our Savior, resist oppression, show love and justice, and further Christ's mission, we replied, I promise, with the help of God. So does your heart, your life, belong to God? Does your time, your praise, your property, and all those in God we trust in your pocket belong to God? The Roman emperor made a claim with each imprint on a coin. I am God of this empire. But there was no liberty stamped here. Roman peace came at the price of everyone who raised his voice. The words are a threat. No one matters more than the absolute power of the crown. Pagan, Jew, foreigner, all submit to the emperor by threat of death if necessary. Is that how our sovereign operates? From Isaiah 45, I am the Lord and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. Weal and woe, prosperity and despair. Everything in the universe belongs to God. And our God will never leave us, never forget us. From Isaiah 49, can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, a promise from our God. Our Maker gave us free will. No centurions, no church soldiers enforce God's wishes. Jesus did not fall into their trap. He did not even make the answer simple. Jesus opened the topic for each of us to decide. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. What belongs to God? Those coins in your pocket bear the image of Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson. And what shall you do with them? Look around in the world, in your life. Jesus said, whatever we do for the least of these, our sisters and brothers, we do for Jesus. Do we recognize him in that hungry child in Nicaragua? Do we see Jesus in the Syrian refugees? That illiterate woman in Liberia, terrified, yet not able to understand Ebola. When we recognize him, what will it cost us? What will we gladly pay? And give to God the things that are God's. What bears the image of our holy God? Do we? What belongs to the Holy One? What do we owe God? What will we gladly pay? Amen.